In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Tonight we celebrate the feast of the most important and the greatest person among the whole mankind. There is no one in creation, either on earth or in heavens, who is greatest than Saint Mary, the Mother of God. And we'll speak about this great intercessor and the lady that the Lord did not find any other young lady from Adam to the end of creation except her to be born and incarnate in her pure womb. Today is the conclusion of the fast of Saint Mary. And although the fast of Saint Mary is the shortest one, but it is one of the very famous and important fastings. Many people honor this fast, and many people even keep this fast more strict than even other fastings. I know some families who fast not only 2 weeks, but also 3 weeks from the beginning of August. And I know also some families who do not eat any food, just live on bread and salt, or they do not eat any cooked food as an honorship of this fast. And this comes back to the great love of the people to the Mother of God, because she was representing the whole mankind before our Lord Jesus Christ, who selected her among the old young ladies, as we said before. And the occasion of this fast, we must know, it's not the occasion of the ascension of her body, because the ascension of her body happened 3 days after her departure. She departed in heaven in January 30th, on the 21st of Tuba. And 3 days after, the Lord took her pure body in heavens. And Thomas, the disciple, was coming on a cloud from India, while the angels were carrying her pure body. And one of the angels said to him, "Come and take the blessing of the body of the pure Mother of God." And he took the blessing. When he arrived in Jerusalem, they informed him that the Mother of God departed. He said, "I want to see her tomb. You know that I doubted the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unless I see her body, I will not believe." They opened the grave. They did not find the body. And then he informed them what we have said, what we have seen, and how did he take the blessing of her pure body. Then the disciples prayed to the Lord, asking him to let them see the pure body of the Mother of God. And this happened like tomorrow. So the occasion of the feast is the appearance of the pure body of the pure Mary to the disciples. because they fasted until they saw the not from January to August, but they fasted for a certain time, and at that time, like today or tonight and tomorrow, the pure body appeared like an apparition to the holy pure disciples. This is the occasion of her fasting. Number two, there is no one in the whole world after our Lord Jesus Christ who has this great number of feasts except Saint Mary. Count with me. Number one, the Annunciation of her birth to Joachim and Hannah, her parents. Number two, her birth. Number three, her presentation to the temple. Number four, her going to Egypt with the Holy Family on the 1st of June. Number five, her departure. Number six, the monthly commemoration of her feast every 21st of the month. Number seven, the apparition of her pure body to the disciples, which was like today. Number eight, the great miracle that she performed when she freed Thomas, the disciple, when he was imprisoned, and she prayed. They asked her intercession. She came and she prayed, and all the iron melted and became solution, and all the iron of the city was like water, and they were freed, and they built the first church after her name in Philippi, where he was imprisoned. And this feast is on the 28th of June. Number nine, her apparition in Zaytun, 1968. And then her apparition in Babadobulo, in San Demiana Church. And some other apparitions like Dronka, like here. Every now and then we hear. But these are the great 10 feasts that we celebrate with the Mother of God. Second point, or third point, we spoke about her fasting, her feasts. Third point is about how does the church look at, dogmatically, look at Saint Mary. She is the Mother of God. She is Theotokos. And this word was said by Saint Cyril in the council against the heresy which took place at that time, criticizing, calling Saint Mary the Mother of God, but just the Mother of Jesus Christ. And then Saint Cyril gave them a referring from the Bible when he said, do not forget that Elizabeth, the wife of Zacharias, confessed and said, who I am, that the mother of my Lord comes to me. So she is the Mother of God. Also, we do believe that the Holy Spirit dwelt in her, and the power of the Highest, the Father, overshadowed her. That's why who was born of her was the Holy, our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity. Number three, we do believe that she is the full of grace, not the one that the grace overshadowed her like every one of us. No, she was full of grace. That's why the angel, when he spoke to her, he said, hail to you, O full of grace. And this is what we repeat always in the liturgy. Number four, she is the everlasting virgin. Although she was the mother, but she was sealed, she was protected, she was ever virgin for eternal virginity was kept by the Lord. And Hasqiel, the prophet, saw a prophecy about that when he saw a door in the east, and this door was shut because the old of days the Lord entered and in and out of this door. That's why this door was closed forever. This is a sign of her ever virginity. Number five, we do believe that her intercession is something above all the intercessions, even of the angels and any other one. For example, when she just went to her son and God and said to him in the wedding of Cana of Galilee, they don't have wine. Just that. She did not say any word. She knew who she is or who she was to him. She just said, they don't have wine. Solve the problem, my son and my Lord. And he did it. Although he said, my hour has not come yet. Oh, woman, my hour has not come, but I cannot refuse your intercession. So we do believe in her very strong intercession. Number six, we do believe that her body was raised into heavens. That's why it's not anymore on earth. And this was the will of God. Simply because you cannot imagine that the vessel who carried the whole divinity and the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ can be corrupted one day. That's why on the third day before the corruption of her pure body, the Lord raised her body into heavens on the third day. And the history says that the disciples after they're buried here, the angels, they were hearing the praises of the angels for 3 days. They did not move from the grave for 3 full days, hearing and listening to the praises of the angels. And all of a sudden, the praises stopped. Why? Because the Lord came with his angels and took the body of his pure mother. Where is her mother, her pure now? In the paradise of joy. Not in the kingdom of heaven. Not in the heavenly Jerusalem yet. Why? Because she has to take the glorified body on the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number seven, the church remembers here every single day with a certain praise called Theotokia, or a certain hymn to the Mother of God, praising her virginity, the incarnation of our Lord from her pure womb, and the great virtuous life of this great woman. Number seven, number eight, we do remember here in the liturgy at least 10 times. And they give you homework. When you go home, open your Chulagi, the liturgy book, and follow how many times we do mention the name of Saint Mary from the very beginning, just after the Thanksgiving prayer, until the end of the liturgy, and count how many times. This great saint, or the greatest saint, was perfect in her virtues. Number one, in her dialogue with the angel, she was perfect, because she discussed with him politely and honestly, saying, I am a virgin and no man knows me. How come that you say that I will give birth to a son? How come? And then he comforted her and explained to her, saying, do not be afraid. The Holy Spirit will dwell in you, and the power of the Father will overshadow you. She was perfect in her ديالوج الحوار. العذراء كانت كاملة في حوارها مع الملاك، ولكن بدون شك زي ما هنشوف. She was perfect in her humbleness. She was very humble. Although the angel said to her that she would be the mother of the holy Jesus Christ, the Messiah, she said, "Behold, I am the maidservant of the Lord." And in her praise in the house of Zacharias, she said, "The Lord looked at my humbleness." She was perfect in her submission. She submissioned her life completely to the Lord in a very self-denial. She was serving Joseph, the old man. She was serving Elizabeth three months in her time of pregnancy. She was serving Jesus Christ when he was child, baby and child. She also served the Holy Family to Egypt and back from Egypt. She was very perfect in submitting her life to the Lord. Also, she was perfect in her faith. In her faith, she said she heard the witness of Elizabeth by the Holy Spirit. She said to her, "Blessed is she who believed of everything which she was going to carry out to her from the Lord." And when the angel informed her about the way of pregnancy, she said, "Let it be to me as you said." She was perfect in her faith. Also, in her faith, she did not argue with the angel. When the angel explained to her the way of pregnancy, she said, "Let it be to me as you said. I am the maid servant." Many prophets, many people in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, when they had any message from the Lord, they asked for a sign. Moses asked for a sign. And also Gideon asked for a sign. And also Hezekiah, the king, asked for a sign. Zacharias himself, but she did not ask of any sign. You know that? It was never said before that a virgin will be pregnant without man. She did not argue. She took it without any arguments. Also, her faith was without fearness. The fear of God was in her, but she was not frightened of the angel or of the Lord when she gave birth to him and also when she served him. She was perfect in her silence and in her prayers and in her meditation life. She lived in the temple for a long time without father or mother. And she learned how to keep silence. She learned how to praise the Lord. She learned how to memorize the scriptures. And this appeared in the praise that she said when in the house of Zacharias, after Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and witnessed that she was the mother of God. But at the time of silence, she was silent. And the time of speech, she spoke. The time of speech came when she found that there was no wine in the wedding of Cana of Galilee. She spoke. And also the time came while St. Luke was making or painting the first icon. Traditionally, we know that the first icon was painted by St. Luke, who was physician and iconographer also. And she explained to him many things And he wrote these things, the only gospel with the full details of the birth of Saint Mary and Elizabeth. And when the Lord was 12 years old, and all these details were said by Saint Mary to Saint Luke, one of the book writers, or one of the gospel, the writer of the third gospel in the New Testament. So she became the main source of many traditions we have now in the church. She was perfect in her bearing. She bore many tribulations. She bore the eyes, or the doubting eyes of Joseph when he saw her pregnant, and he knew that he did not approach her. He was very sure that this was not from him, and he was doubting her. She did not defend herself until the angel appeared to Saint Joseph in a dream and explained to him the mystery of this pregnancy. She also bore the passions of laboring and giving birth, giving birth to the Lord. She bore and accepted to give birth to her child in a manger. Tell me about any woman now, any mother now, can accept that? If the father said to the mother, okay, I will give you a manger to give birth to your child, what would happen? Imagine. She accepted that. She suffered from Jerusalem to Bethlehem for the census that Herod ordered at the time, although she was in the very late days of pregnancy. She bore also the very difficult trip to Egypt and from Egypt to Nazareth. Also, she bore the tribulations and difficulties that her son faced from the scribes and the Pharisees. As a mother, imagine any mother whose her son or daughter is insulted or face unjustified thing, what would you do? She was seeing that, and she was suffering. Did you think of that? She bore that. She was seeing her son, although she knew and believed that he is the true God. But they despised him. They insulted him. They resisted him. But she bore that. As a mother, she bore that. Over all of that, she bore the passions. She saw him 39 slashes on his back. She saw him crowned with the thorns. She saw him nailed to the cross. She saw him delivering her spirit into the hands of the Father. As a mother, she bore that faithfully. She knew that he is the true God. And as he was crucified, he will resurrect from the dead. That's why every ninth hour, بنقول إيه in Arabic, بنقول له إيه, فاكرين؟ بنقول عندما نظرت الوالدة الحمل والراعي مخلص العالم معلقا على الصليب قالت أما العالم أفرح لقبول الخاص أما تلتهب عند النظر إلى صلبوتك الذي أنت صابر عليه من أجل الكل يا ابني وإله. هذا إحنا بنقولها كل يوم. حد فينا عاش الألم؟ Had any one of us recognized the passions and the situation and the feelings of her mother, seeing her pure and perfect son crucified on the cross? To conclude our speech about this greatest human in the whole mankind, we do believe in her miracles. She performed many miracles. She was the one that asked the Lord to change the water into wine in Cana of Galilee while she was still alive. And after that, she helped Abraham ibn Zara in the 10th century to move the Mount of Al-Mu'attam. It was according to her intercession. When he was in her church in Al-Mu'allaqa, praying and fasting for 3 days before her icon, she appeared to him, ordered him to go outside. He would find Saman al-Kharraz, and this Saman will move the mountain through her intercession. Also, in the third quarter of the 7th century, there was one of the Muslim governors. He was very fanatic, and he hated the Christians so much. One day, he entered one of the monasteries, and he looked at the icon of St. Mary and asked the monks, "Who is this?" They said to him, "This is the Mother of God." And she said, "Mother of God, blasphemy!" And he spat on the icon of St. Mary. And then he went home, and he slept, and he dreamt a dream. In the morning, he wrote a letter to his brother who was in Iraq, and he was Al-Khalifa. Al-Khalifa is the top of the Muslims at that time. And to smell to Taban al-Tariq اللي موجود في داعش, Al-Khalifa بتاع داعش. Al-Khalifa ده هو top, king بتاع. He wrote to him, "I say, I saw this night a very strange dream. I saw a man on a throne, and before him I saw angels and pure people, strange people, standing before him. And behind the church, behind the throne, I saw myself and you tied. Behind the chair, behind the throne." And I asked one of the people around me and said, "Who is the man who is sitting?" He said to him, "This is the son of the lady that you spat on her this morning." And then a man came with a spear and he speared him and he walked from the. This was the dream. After he wrote this letter, the next night, he slept and he never woke up. He died while he was sleeping. He spat on the icon of the Mother of God. Do not wonder when you see the tribulation and the persecution, one day you will see the hand of God saving and helping the others. Another time, Ibn Marwan, in the 9th century also, did the same thing. He went entered Church of St. Mary and he said, "I must destroy this church," when he saw the icon of St. Mary. And then the priest of the church was a very saint, very holy man. And he said to him, "I ask you to give me 3 days. Permission, 3 days. And after the 3 days, if I don't give you an order from Al-Khalifa in Turkey, demolish the church." He loved that hymn. In 3 days, from Egypt to Turkey, go and come back with a letter from Al-Khalifa with an order. He said, "Please." "Okay, I'll give you 3 days. And then the priest enter the church like Amba Abraham, what he did exactly. And then he knelt before the icon of St. Mary and he said, "Will you permit these people to demolish your church? Will you permit it? Do something." Al-Khalifa in Turkey was sleeping, and then one awoke him. He opened his eyes, and he saw St. Mary. And she said to him, "Right now, an order to the governor of Egypt not to touch my church, not to touch any church, right now." He said, in the morning, he said, "Now." And then he brought a paper, and he gave an order to the governor of Egypt. And then all of a sudden, the woman became a dove. And she took the letter and fled. In few minutes, she was in the church. And while Abuna was praying, he found the paper with the fair dove, Al-Hamama Al-Hasana. He took the paper and gave it to the governor. And the governor, as of that day, honored all the Christians all his time of governing to Egypt. These are two miracles. We can say this was in the Old Testament. This was in the early days of the church. No, I tell you, quick, two miracles happened during our days. In 1969, there was a girl in Alexandria in a faculty of science, and she was facing tribulations. She was afraid of the exams, and there was some troubles in the family and in the faculty. While she was walking under the bridge of Muharram Bey, في كده كوبري محرم بي الإسكندرانية عارفين, and she saw a woman with a black dress, and she said to her, I know that you are in trouble. I know that you are afraid of the exam. Don't worry. I will give you the exam every day. Don't worry. This is the exam of tomorrow. And gave her a paper. The girl was very surprised. She went home. She opened. She found it really the exam. But she didn't believe it. And then she continued, slept on the morning. She went, she found the exam exactly the same paper. She was in trouble, but she doubted. And because she was a good girl, she went to Abuna Pshoy house, Abuna Pshoy camp. She didn't find him. She found Angel, and she explained to her what happened. Angel said, "This is a Satan. Don't listen to her. It's not an angel. Don't worry." On the next day, Angel said to her, "I will ask Abuna to go to your house and pray." On the next day, she found the lady, the same lady, and she said, "Ah, you said that." He said, "No, I don't need the exam." She said, "Yeah, you want your father. I will destroy your house. I will demolish it. I will hurt you all." And she threatened her. She didn't care. She went again to Abuna Pshoy. She found Abuna Pshoy. Said, "Tomorrow I will come to you and pray the kandil and sprinkle water in the whole flat." And he went. And because she loved the picture of St. Mary, she put the icon of St. Mary while during the Andil. And then after the Andil, Abuna sprinkled water in the flats. And then on the same night, she found her, the same day, evening, on the same place, she found her, but she found her blind. She said, "You brought your father, and he prayed. And the light from the picture that you put made me blind now. I can't see. But I will come to you in the bathroom." Then the girl went to Abuna Pshoy and informed him of that. He said, "Oh, I forgot to sprinkle water in the bathroom." She's right. And then he brought a glass of water and he prayed on it and said, "Go and sprinkle the water in the bathroom." After that, she met the lady blind, paralyzed, cannot move at all. And she said, "You destroyed me. Your father conquered me. I will not leave you." But she did not listen to her. On the next day, she did not find this Satan. Another miracle. There was a man also in Alexandria who was extremely sick. And he needed an operation. And because he was extremely sick at the time, for years, in the theater, while they were going to finish the operation, he bled. He lost great amount of blood, and he needed blood supply. They were searching in his hands, in everywhere to put the IV. They couldn't. All of a sudden, his blood pressure was deteriorating and he was dying. And the surgeon and all the doctors around him and the nurses were in trouble. He was dying. They were not able to help. All of a sudden, they found the lady. She said, "Put the IV here. Put the IV here." And they put the IV in the same place she directed them, and it went in and had the blood supply, and they continued the operation. Now we pause within minutes, but the Mother of God, until now, she performs many, many miracles, not only for body, but also for those who need to the spiritual supply. Not the blood supply, but spiritual supply, repenting. Be sure that the intercession of the Lord, of the Mother of God, is something very strong and considerable to Him. We pray from all our hearts that every one of us have the same faith in the Mother of God and rely on her intercession and ask her and see how much will she help. May her intercession and prayers be with us, for every one of us, for the church, and for the Christians all over the world. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yetes maru uten tuchini Yom efen maru tebutan tete Nejir brez vevinar yegon oti chusen ibtenen tite otokus mare yafmadim ben soti Yefes maru jeviot nemepshirinem vebnevma
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. And give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our sins. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
In Ipasi.
سيد ربي يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد وكلمة الاب الاله القدس كن له متعط قطعنا وقبل لنا وقدس المحيي الذي نفق في وقت الامين القديسين وسلطه قال لهم Receive the Holy Spirit of sins, you remit are remitted to them, and those which you retain shall be retained. Now also we ask and attribute goodness, love, and mercy for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, knowingly, unknowingly, long, short, indeed, and word, from faint heartedness, do master who knows the weakness of men as a good and philanthropic. حللنا حلل كل شعب لأن من خوف قوامنا إرادتك صالحا لك نمورك سلك لفوق المجد والإكرام ولا يزال سجود ما بك صار روح قدس أنا كل وأنا ولا دهر دور أمين كيني اسمو في خريستوس بنوتي يا ملك السلام اعطنا سلامك قر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا لك القوة والمجد كل البركة والعزة الأبد أمين اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين أقول بشكر our Father who art in heaven